Welcome to the very first episode of Instalytics Cyberscope, the podcast where we explore the exciting and fast-evolving world of cybersecurity across all types of technology. Whether it's safeguarding your personal devices, securing corporate networks, or staying ahead of emerging threats in the digital space, we've got you covered. I'm Tom from Instalytics, and today we'll be diving into a key topic in this field: adaptive multi-factor authentication. Joining me is cybersecurity expert Jake. Jake, thanks for being here to kick off our very first episode.
Thanks, Tom. I'm excited to be a part of this. Cybersecurity is constantly evolving, and we're seeing some groundbreaking changes, especially with technologies like adaptive multi-factor authentication. There's a lot to cover, and I can't wait to get into it.
Same here. At Instalytics, we're passionate about protecting all aspects of our clients' digital lives, and adaptive multi-factor authentication is a big part of that. But before we get too deep into that topic, let's give our listeners a quick overview of what they can expect from Instalytics Cyberscope. Jake, how would you describe the overall goal of this podcast?
The goal here is to make cybersecurity approachable and relevant to everyone, whether you're a business owner trying to secure your network, a developer working with cloud infrastructure, or just someone who wants to make sure their personal data is safe. We'll be covering a wide range of topics, from basic cybersecurity best practices to the latest technologies like artificial intelligence, cloud security, and of course, the big topic for today, adaptive multi-factor authentication. Our aim is to equip listeners with practical knowledge and strategies to stay secure in a world where cyber threats are becoming more sophisticated every day.
That's exactly right. Cybersecurity is for everyone, and our mission at Instalytics has always been to make top-tier security solutions accessible to all. So let's dive into today's main topic, adaptive multi-factor authentication. Jake, we've all seen the rise of traditional multi-factor authentication over the past few years, but adaptive multi-factor authentication is a whole new ballgame. Can you break it down for us?
Absolutely. Traditional multi-factor authentication, which most people are familiar with, adds an extra layer of protection by requiring two or more verification methods. For example, you might enter a password and then get a code sent to your phone. While that's effective, it's static. It doesn't change depending on the situation. Adaptive multi-factor authentication, on the other hand, uses real-time contextual data to adjust the security measures required based on factors like user behavior, location, device, and even time of day. So, if you're logging into your Instalytics account from your usual office network during work hours, adaptive multi-factor authentication might require only basic verification. But if you suddenly try logging in from a foreign country at 2 a.m., it will recognize this as unusual and prompt for additional authentication, like biometric data or a security code. It's all about intelligently responding to the context of the login attempt to ensure maximum security without unnecessary friction.
That's a game changer. It's so impressive how far security technology has come. With this adaptive approach, it's not just about adding more steps, it's about making those steps smarter. Now, you mentioned location and time as factors that adaptive multi-factor authentication uses to determine whether additional security is needed. What other kinds of data does it analyze to make these real-time decisions?
Great question, Tom. Along with location and time, adaptive multi-factor authentication looks at user behavior patterns. It analyzes things like the devices you typically use, the networks you frequently log in from, and even your behavior while interacting with your device. For example, the system can monitor how fast you type or your typical browsing patterns. If anything seems out of the ordinary compared to your established habits, the system flags it as suspicious and requires extra verification. In addition, it can assess the security posture of the device itself. Whether it's up to date on security patches, has the necessary antivirus software installed, or is connecting from a secure network. This allows it to fine-tune the authentication process and provide stronger protection when the situation calls for it. It's about using all available data to make informed, real-time decisions that protect users while keeping the experience as seamless as possible.
That's incredible. It's amazing how it can balance security with convenience. And honestly, that's what people want, right? They don't want to feel like logging in is a hassle every time, but they want to know they're secure when it matters most. Instalytics has always been about making security accessible, and this type of intelligent system really embodies that vision. Speaking of balance, privacy is always a concern when we talk about technology that tracks behavior or location. How does adaptive multi-factor authentication maintain privacy while still collecting all of this data?
You're right, Tom. Privacy is a major concern, and it's something we take seriously at Instalytics. The key with adaptive multi-factor authentication is that while it collects behavioral data, it's designed to do so in a way that prioritizes user privacy. The system typically anonymizes or encrypts the data it uses, meaning it's not personally identifying you. It's just looking at patterns. Additionally, many platforms that implement adaptive multi-factor authentication allow users to control what data is collected. For example, you might choose to allow location tracking for certain purposes, but limit other types of data collection. The goal is to ensure that privacy is respected, while still providing the enhanced security that this system offers. It's a balance that Instalytics is dedicated to maintaining as we build out security solutions for the future.
That's great to hear. It's so important for people to know that they can stay secure without sacrificing their privacy. It's that kind of thoughtful design that sets apart truly great security systems. Let's switch gears a bit and talk about the bigger picture. We know cybersecurity is about more than just authentication. What other types of emerging technologies do you think will reshape the cybersecurity landscape in the next few years?
There are a lot of exciting technologies on the horizon, Tom. Beyond adaptive multi-factor authentication, artificial intelligence and machine learning are playing huge roles in threat detection and response. AI can sift through vast amounts of data to identify patterns that indicate a potential attack before it even happens. This proactive approach allows businesses and individuals to respond faster and more effectively to threats. We're also seeing big advancements in cloud security. As more organizations move to the cloud, ensuring that data is secure in these environments is critical. Cloud providers are integrating more advanced security features like encryption and continuous monitoring, along with tools that help businesses maintain compliance with regulations. Then, there's the rise of blockchain technology, which is adding new layers of security for identity verification and transactions. Blockchain can provide a decentralized and transparent way to verify identities without the need for central authority, reducing the risk of fraud or identity theft. And finally, the Internet of Things presents both opportunities and challenges. With more devices connected than ever before, securing these devices and the data they collect is crucial. We're likely to see more focus on securing IoT devices with built-in security protocols and regular updates to prevent vulnerabilities from being exploited.
It's clear that the cybersecurity world is constantly evolving, and the innovations just keep coming. I'm excited to see how technologies like AI, blockchain, and cloud security continue to grow, and how Instalytics can keep helping businesses and individuals stay one step ahead of threats. Before we wrap up, what advice would you give to companies that are just starting to think about these new cybersecurity technologies like adaptive multi-factor authentication? How can they best prepare themselves? Then there's the rise of blockchain technology, which is adding new layers of security for identity verification and transactions. Blockchain can provide a decentralized and transparent way to verify identities without the need for central authority, reducing the risk of fraud or identity theft. And finally, the Internet of Things presents both opportunities and challenges. With more devices connected than ever before, securing these devices and the data they collect is crucial. We're likely to see more focus on securing IoT devices with built-in security protocols and regular updates to prevent vulnerabilities from being exploited.
That's a great question, Tom. My advice would be to start by evaluating your current security landscape and identifying where there might be vulnerabilities. Whether you're a small business or a large enterprise, the first step is understanding your needs. Once you have a clear picture, start with solutions that offer flexibility and scalability, like adaptive multi-factor authentication, so you can grow your security measures as your organization evolves. It's also important to invest in educating your team. A lot of cybersecurity breaches come down to human error, so ensuring that employees understand best practices and how to use security tools effectively is critical. Finally, partner with a trusted cybersecurity provider like Instilytics. Having a team of experts who can guide you through the process, from implementation to monitoring and management, can make a huge difference in your overall security posture.
That's excellent advice, Jake. It's all about being proactive, educating your team, and working with the right partners. Thanks so much for being here today and for sharing your insights. It's been an incredible conversation, and I think our listeners are walking away with some valuable knowledge about the future of cybersecurity.
Thanks for having me, Tom. It was a pleasure to talk about these important topics, and I'm excited to see where the future of cybersecurity takes us.
And that's a wrap for this episode of Instalytics Cyberscope. If you found this conversation helpful, be sure to subscribe for more episodes, where we'll cover the latest trends and technologies shaping the future of cybersecurity. If you're looking to implement solutions like adaptive multi-factor authentication or explore advanced security technologies, reach out to us at Instalytics. We're here to help you stay secure in this ever-changing digital world. Stay safe. And that's a wrap for this episode of Instalytics Cyberscope. If you found this conversation helpful, be sure to subscribe for more episodes where we'll cover the latest trends and technologies shaping the future of cybersecurity. If you're looking to implement solutions like adaptive multi-factor authentication or explore advanced security technologies, reach out to us at Instalytics.com. We're here to help you stay secure in this ever-changing digital world. Stay safe, stay informed, and we'll see you next time on Instalytics Cyberscope.